Brett Eldridge with Beat of the Music on your country 103.9 KGRT. Good afternoon to you. I'm Mason, your afternoon host and keeper of the country. Good show planned for you guys today, and even better country music. Let's kick it off with Thomas Rhett.
It was the 14th of October, and the t-shirt off your shoulders on.
That is Chase Rice with Eyes on You on your country 103.9 KGRT. Good afternoon to you once again. I want to remind you to listen in for Easton Corbin. If you want free Easton Corbin tickets when you hear that song, you got to call 523-KGRT. If you're not lucky and you don't win, the tickets are only $15. Get them right now at Ticketmaster.com. They put out a list every year ranking the most stressful jobs in America. They also do the opposite. They put out the least stressful jobs in America. So, you know, you can take your pick which list is more important to you. Maybe you've got a blood pressure problem. Maybe you need to find a less stressful job. Like, for example, a medical sonographer. A diagnostic medical sonographer. That is considered the least stressful job in America. They make good money. You know, they get paid well. And there's no stress to it whatsoever. That's what they say. I mean, I don't know. If you're a diagnostic medical sonographer and you're stressed to the max, maybe they got this wrong. The other jobs that are super low on the stress level, a compliance officer, a hairstylist, an audiologist, a university professor, a medical records technician, a jeweler, an operations research analyst, pharmacy technician, and a massage therapist. That's got to be less stress, right? Massage therapist? You sit in there with the Enya, with the Enigma on the radio, and you talk in a very calming voice. Yeah, I could see that being less stressful. That is Kenny Chesney with Get Along on your country, 103.9 KGRT. Good afternoon once again. Mason here, your afternoon host and keeper of the country. I want to invite you guys out to Ashley Furniture this Saturday. We are going to be broadcasting live. They have some incredible deals going on. Maybe some of the best deals of the year. So join us out there. Right now, Old Dominion, No Such Thing as a Broken Heart. Then we got to talk about the most stressful jobs. We did the least.
I wonder if Jackie.
You know, a little bit ago, we were talking about the least stressful jobs in America. The list seemed pretty legit. Low stress jobs, hairstylist, pharmacy technician, massage therapist, jeweler. I always thought it'd be fun to work in a jewelry store. Like, if I really needed to calm down, like, truly, like, to lower my stress levels, right? Jewelry stores are always so nice, calming. I bet the customer base is very rarely ramped up, ready to fight anybody at any time. Like, nobody goes in to buy a bracelet for their wife with a lot of angst and anger about it. No, they're usually pretty chill. But that's the least stressful jobs. When it comes to top stressful jobs, it's completely different. Should we go from 10 to 1? Let's do that. We'll go 10 to 1. Number 10 most stressful job in America, taxi driver. Then senior corporate executive, public relations executive, news reporter, event coordinator, broadcaster. That's me. Then you got a police officer, an airline pilot, a firefighter, and the number one most stressful job in America, probably no surprise, a soldier. A soldier. Talk about stress. That sounds about right. You know, except for the broadcaster thing. I'm not really sure how stressed out I am. I'm not sure. Maybe they didn't ask me. I don't feel that stressed about it. I mean, I got a time crunch. I got to wake up real early. My whole job is based off of ratings. I could lose my job at any time. Anytime I start sucking, they could just go, nope, you don't work here anymore. And like, yeah, I guess that's a little stressful. But all that being said, I think I'm okay. Please don't compare me to a police officer, a firefighter, or a soldier. That is Cody Johnson, and on my way to you on your country, 103.9 KGRT. Good afternoon once again. I'm Mason, your afternoon host and keeper of the country. I want to remind you, Easton Corbin is going to be here in Las Cruces at the Pan American Center, and tickets are only $15. I just found out about this today. I'd have been talking about it all week. I just found out they're only $15. Go buy your tickets now. Take the whole family. That is Maren Morris. That's her new one. Girl. The song that inspired the tour. The girl tour. No boys allowed. Or at least on the tour. I think you can come. I think you can buy a ticket to the show if you're a guy. I don't think it's all girls in the audience. That would be a crazy show. Morgan Evans coming up. We got Kiss Somebody. We also got Morgan Evans' wife, Kelsey Ballerini. Got Miss Me More on the way. Right now, I want to talk about this article I just read. You know, on the surface, it sounded incredible and very futuristic. And, you know, it would solve an incredible problem. We have a huge problem. That problem is shoplifting. Apparently, shoplifting costs the United States around $34 billion a year. That's a lot. That is huge. I had no idea it was that big of a problem, but $34 billion nationwide in shoplifting. Well, there's a company out there that's developing an artificial intelligence that they can actually put in security cameras in stores, and it analyzes people's behavior. And apparently, they say it can pick out who is going to be doing some shoplifting. Huh? What do you think about that? Sounds high tech, right? Futuristic. The camera can identify who is going to be a thief before they actually steal anything. They spot fidgeting, restlessness, and other body language cues that could be suspicious. It alerts retail staff about potential thieves so that they can intervene in the situation. What do you think about this? I mean, that's like getting in trouble before you did anything. And what if you're just a nervous Nelly in the first place? You're just one of those people. Anybody out there that just kind of feels uncomfortable on a regular basis, uncomfortable with everyday life, and you're going to go into a store with these high-tech security cameras, and they're going to think you're a thief, a shoplifter, and really you're just nervous about what you're going to buy? Are these eggs going to be good enough? Should I get the A? Is it grade A eggs? Or what do I get? And they think you're a shoplifter because you're so nervous. I don't know about this. What do you think? Artificial intelligence to pick out shoplifters before they shoplift. That is Brett Eldridge. Love Someone on your country. 103.9 KGRT. Good afternoon to you. Once again, I'm Mason. I'm your afternoon host and keeper of the country. I've got some country for you. Something I think you've never, ever heard of. And I think the artist is actually the same way. This is a brand spanking new artist. Just starting to get some airplay on some radio stations. Some people think that this kid could really do something. He signed with Curb Records, and I had to take a listen. I thought, you know what, let's give this guy a shot. And I thought it was pretty good. And then I wanted to find out more. And you know what I found out? Nothing. I can't find out anything about this kid. I went to his Facebook page. I went to his website. There's no actual information. No biographical information at all. The only thing I could find is that he is based out of Nashville, which means nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's what all country artists are based out of, basically. So I have nothing to tell you. I do have 10 seconds to play you, though. It's a brand new song called Slower from a brand new artist named Fillmore. And guess what his first name is? I have no idea. I know nothing about this kid, but take a listen.
Walk into your door and kiss you in the porch light like a gentleman. Or we could chase a little magic before the sun comes up. Oh, girl, there ain't no reason.
That's your 10-second taste song of the day from an artist named Fillmore. That's it. Just one name, Fillmore. What's his first name? I don't know. Can't find any information about this guy, but I thought you might like the song, so I played it for you as a 10-second taste. Now it's up to you whether you want to hear it or not. If you do, text play it. If you don't, text hate it. Fan, you got to have it. When I left you, I was playing a 10-second taste from an artist I had never heard of before. So I did my digging, tried to find out who he was, and I found nothing. Absolutely nothing. But I still kind of liked the song, so I gave it to you as a 10-second taste. We let you vote whether you wanted to hear it or not, and the results are in, and you do want to hear it. You want to give this guy a shot? Yeah, I wanted to give him a shot, too. I still wish I knew something about him. All I know is he's based out of Nashville, which means nothing. As far as country music, he could be from Piedmont, North Dakota, and we'll never know. Well, maybe not never, but I don't know right now. But I do know that you want to hear it, so I'm going to play it. That is Luke Combs with She Got the Best of Me on your country, 103.9 KGRT. Good afternoon once again, and good afternoon to you for the last time. It is now nighttime, and that means I've got to go, and Nash Nights has got to come in here. We will catch you guys tomorrow. I would make sure you don't miss it. Tomorrow is Friday, my favorite day of the week, my favorite topics like brand new country music, and of course, brand new movies. I love Fridays. God bless our soldiers. Thank you guys for what you do. I'm Mason, and I'm out of here.
Hotels are made for two-night stays, checking in and out.